Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're listening to is a live copyrighted presentation. And now it's time for Radio Law Talk on your radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. And now, here's the host of Radio Law Talk, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brett Penny.
Yeah, we're here, we're here, we're here, we're here. What are you trying to tell me, Cal? Well, we do an onion? What? Fake Smollett news?
Yeah, the thing that Jussie Smollett's story we told last hour was fake news on, like, Onion, you know, the Onion website or something like that.
Oh, that's
Matt
a fake
Helps
news.
Madhouse magazine.
Oh,
it was Madhouse. Madhouse magazine.
Oh, it was about, we were just, okay, we were just playing then.
Well, so the Russians happened. Posted that. No.
Yeah, that's a, who knows? Who knows? Madhouse magazine did it. It could have been a fake thing. Who knows? We're just playing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please stand by for the following true parody song.
Okay.
Is this a fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family. Don't touch your eyes. Just hand sanitize quickly.
There you go. That's the world we live in.
Oh, okay, okay. So parodies. We're playing parodies with Madhouse magazine. We're having a good time. The Jussie Smollett thing was just a tease. We're just
We don't know.
We don't know if it's fake or not, but it's not fake with the issue of the Who Cried Wolf, right? The boy who cried wolf.
It's perfect.
General legal topics is what we're talking about, where you seek legal local counsel. We're not dispensing any advice. Remember, except when you're with your in-laws, you can tell stories if you want about Radio Law Talk. But remember, this is just entertainment. We're having a good time. We're talking. Don't take anything too serious, okay? Because we're just having a good time talking about the law. We generally do talk about the law. 855 Law Radio. And remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, but sometimes informative show on Earth, other than the alien shows, which we know are much better than our shows because, look, you're driving late at night in Nevada. It's raining or it's pouring. Your car's starting to break down and run out of gas. There's lightning. It's 2 a.m. in the morning, and you're on a deserted road. You're pulling off to the side.
And no cell service.
And no cell service. And you got the alien show going. Nothing better than that. Only Radio Law Talk second to that. So.
Then you see a blinking light overhead, and you go, yeah. Oh, man, not me too.
Yeah, I know. We're going to have case or no case. We're going to talk about a case or no case this hour, which Cal has got lined up for us in a second. We're also going to talk about a few more coronavirus little cases going on. We've got Lori Loughlin, Lamar Jackson lawsuit, PG&E, the latest on the PG&E cases. I tell you this, Lori Loughlin, latest issue with her case, that's the college scandal that they've been talking about. Very, very interesting quote, attorney-client privilege stuff that may or may not be attorney-client privilege stuff that came out that really is in Lori Loughlin's favor. It's just a little shocking to me that some of this stuff was kept out for attorney-client privilege, which was borderline, and I'm a totally pro attorney-client privilege person, but it may get her off and many other defendants off in this case. We're going to talk about that. But before we do all that, we do the most exciting thing that everybody loves, and that's the thing called case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. I'm taking you now, Fred and Denise, electronically to Madera County, California. It is no surprise across the country to hear that California has a reputation for being tax revenue hungry and for aggressive collection practices when it comes to taxes. Well, Gary Svanda is the county assessor, and he issued a note on the county website following the whole coronavirus thing, a reminder that property taxes are due May 1st, and if you don't pay by the 7th, you'll be subject to interest and penalties. Well, Olivia Sandoval is a working single mom who just barely got into her low-income house. She bought a new house. She owes property taxes on it. Her taxes and interest were not included in an impound in her mortgage. So all of a sudden, now she faces yet another bill of about $1,700 with uncertain employment prospects. She said, what's with that? So then she reached out and to the county assessor's office. He posted on the website, the county has bills and we need the money too. And so she sought legal counsel to try to get some kind of legal relief, an injunction of some sort, to delay the property tax collections in Madera County and perhaps throughout the whole state. And so I ask you, Mr. Penny, I believe it's your time to go first, case or no case?
So remind me one more time. I was spacing off and I missed a couple parts of it. She wants to... No, I got it. There's a part I missed.
Okay.
I was thinking about the beautiful green grass outside.
You were watching that pretty white crane over there.
Yeah, I was like, what is a crane? Oh, what, does Cal do it? Case or no case? What the heck?
Do I need to pay attention?
Is it my turn? Do I need to pay attention today?
And he, guy is blue,
and he made
grass
it through law
green
school, folks.
I went to law school. Your Honor, I would like to object. What for you, from Mr. Penny? Not quite sure. Sure, but I was just looking off to the side there, looking how beautiful the green
beautiful
grass
bird,
is,
yeah,
and the egret. But I know, okay, so she wants to delay her property tax collection for what reason again?
Because of the, she's laid off her job, she's a COVID.
Coronavirus thing.
Yeah. It's a COVID thing. Yeah, this is breaking news. This is recent stuff.
So the answer is that is a scenario, but the government has not, made any, determination whether or not that's going to happen. Do I believe it's going to happen? Yes, I think the government's going to. Actually, they've already said some taxes. I got to be careful because I know there's so much flying out there. Who knows what's going on? But the answer is it's a true scenario, but not a case. But I believe that the IRS is going to probably, and the state and counties are going to probably give a little bit of leeway to people in paying their taxes.
Okay, the IRS and the state have already done that, but the
see, I don't remember.
Yeah, this is an individual county matter. Denise,
so,
what say
so
you?
So that is a scenario, but not a case.
Okay, got it.
So this is property taxes, right?
Correct.
I heard that some of the big banks are going to defer or put at the end the mortgage payments for many people
for
that can't
people,
make
up
it.
Up to 6 months, correct.
That's right. And that they didn't distinguish with people that had impound accounts or non-impound accounts. So this is a real scenario because people may get to the point where they don't have an impound account and they can't make their property tax payment. And that's frightening.
Especially because in California, houses cost so much. Those taxes, they ain't cheap.
Well, right? I would say it's anywhere because even in Oregon, the property taxes are super high because there's no sales tax.
Right.
So it could be in a lot of states that this could be. So I don't think it's yet ripe enough for a case. Because the property taxes are paid 6 months in advance. And so I would say that it could be a scenario, it's not a case.
Just say, I agree with Fred. I want to hear you say with that.
Ditto.
Ditto. Dang it. I couldn't get her to say that. I agree with Fred. Because, you know, that would be a soundbite for later.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be in the promo, I'm
that
sure.
That will never happen. I agree with Fred. But here's the best part about it, Denise. Todd's not here. We're gaining points on him. And those of you, again, we got a lot of new affiliates gaining points. The first one to 50 points. The other, let's say Denise makes it to 50 points first over the next 6 months. We have to buy her a dinner wherever she wants to go to dinner. So that's what this is all about between the hosts.
So and I am ahead so far in points,
yes,
but you're catching up.
I'm catching
really
up
quickly.
Pretty quick, so yeah. I just got 2 points. Go ahead, Sal. Tell us what.
All right. So
oh wait. We got a minute. Let's wait. I don't want to
play this.
So you're telling me there's
that's
a
chance? That's what Fred's saying. Maybe I can pull up on this.
I just don't want to discuss it right now because I think we've got some time. I tell you next. After the case or no case, when Cal comes back after the break, we're going to talk about Puriel, the maker that, I'm telling you, the stock in that company, I guess its name, Gojo Industries.
Right. They make industrial hand cleaners.
Yeah, but how, then talk about an investment in a company that is now, or Clorox, that is going to make money from here on out on cleaning supplies and cleaners and hand sanitizers.
Every store I go to, they are sold out.
I know you can't find them. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit more about Case or No Case and Purell.
Is this one of the reasons that many companies don't like to do business anymore? Because they can't seem to do anything without being attacked from the legal community. That's what Purell's about.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that and more in just a little bit right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4-LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride, and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash, don't drive that dirty car.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
I like that show, too, Cal. I think it's a good show.
Yeah, I'm kind of fond of it.
So we are in Madera, California. A lady doesn't want to pay her property taxes due to the coronavirus.
She wants to. She's afraid
she can't.
With not having a job, her reserves all going to be gone. What am I going to do? So she goes to a lawyer, you know, one of those, what do you call those freebie lawyers? Those, you know.
Pro bono?
Thank you. Well, you know, legal aid people.
Yeah.
Says, hey, will you help me out? Or will you file a case? And Denise said, well, maybe it was a scenario. And Fred said, well, maybe it was a scenario. And Cal says, well, let me tell you, those of you who say it was a scenario but not a case.
Yes. Man, we're smoking talk.
You guys are just rolling on it today. Next time, a little discussion about patents and tests for the COVID-19. That's next hour on Radio Law Talk.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah,
and we're not going to have a guy steal the tests and go out and try to sell
this
it like the guy in Arizona.
Next time, it's a 3-point memory test for you guys. 3-point memory test. That's, I'm sure Denise is looking going, I got this.
Well, this is what's going on. We're talking about Purell. Well, this is, you know, coronavirus.
This is frightening to me, Fred.
We're going to talk about this. You know, so Purell, it's Gojo Industries is their parent company. There's clearly a shortage of a number of products. And we're not going to get into the toilet paper thing. That's an hour discussion. But there's a shortage of disinfectant wipes and this Purell, you know, hand sanitizer and stuff. So in California, on March 13th, that was just the other day, four people in California, Michigan, Massachusetts, and Oregon filed in the Northern District of Ohio a class action lawsuit against Purell, saying that it's 99%, it's claiming of basically sickness that it can go ahead and knock out.
Kills 99% of all disease-causing germs and bacteria.
That's the intelligent way to say it, Cal. Good job.
Thank you.
I was just trying to help out. The reason I'm doing that, I'm reading our Clorox disinfectant wipes, and it says kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, kills staph, E. coli, all kinds of stuff. But what happened is they're saying that this single squirt of its sanitizer will knock out 99% of all these, you know, viruses, et cetera, et cetera. They're saying that's not statistically correct. And so the U.S. Centers of Disease Control sent out a letter to them that basically said as follows. It's a warning against them, said they made a litany of unverified claims, and this is in USA Today.
They sent a letter to Purell?
Yes,
on its
did.
Website and social media, including that it could prevent Ebola, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what the FDA says, and this is a quote. FDA is currently not aware of any adequate and well-controlled studies demonstrating that killing or decreasing the number of bacteria or viruses on the skin by a certain magnitude produces a corresponding clinical reduction in infection or disease caused by such bacteria or virus. The FDA, that's what the FDA wrote to them. Now I ask myself this. Then I look at the Clorox disinfect wipes and it says it kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. I'm looking at it right here.
But it doesn't say it'll stop you from getting sick. It says if that's bacteria's on your skin or whatever you wipe down, it's going to kill it.
But did it say, it just says it kills illnesses causing germs. But it says it kills the illnesses causing germs.
Yeah, but this one says, Clorox does say it kills cold and flu viruses.
Right, but it doesn't say you won't get it if you wipe stuff down with it. It says it kills those germs, like illness causing germs. It doesn't say, therefore you won't get sick. It just says it causes illness causing germs.
I assumed that it. The difference was because Purell's on the skin and Clorox is on inanimate objects.
Oh, well, I'm just
thinking
out loud.
So you use the wipes. You're thinking, so I use the Clorox wipes to wipe my hands.
Sure.
not just to wipe the table, which, by the way, Denise did a great job of completely cleaning everything. By the way, you missed a spot right there.
I know, but you had your stuff over there, and I wasn't going to touch it and move it to clean that dirt.
She was a little worried.
Fred, I'm a little worried. These people, what's going to happen to this country? We are now going to be, I used to make fun of the kids when my son one time asked a girl out on a date, and he said he texted her. And I said, you guys have to do things face-to-face. And that's done.
Yeah.
That's all changing.
He had it made. He lived in a good time.
The kids were right.
Rejection.
I was wrong.
Rejection, just a little text. Yeah,
email. Denise wouldn't even get close to me. The banker didn't want to get close to me. Nobody wants to get close to me. I have no problem. I'm a hugger. I'm one of those guys that needs to be close to people, but I guess no one wants to be close to
But you're also one of those guys that refuses to stand on the red line and wait his turn.
I know. I am. Oh, I everything I do is wrong. That's why I am a great personal injury lawyer, because I just do everything off the wall. The judge is like, you know what? Let's just let him win, because I just don't want him in here anymore, okay? Just let him just go, Mr. Penny. It's yours. Okay. All right, you're on. I'm like the little pit bull on the leg. Or the, not the pit bull, like the little yippy dog. Would you get off my leg? Okay, so Denise. Denise.
Oh, that's a visual.
Thank you for that visual image, Fred.
I wish Todd was here to back me up on this. He's crazy. But this is what Puriel says. They said, look, these lawsuits are without merit, but they can't talk about it because pending legal action. But they're saying, quote, we stand 100% behind our product. Now, all I got to say is, and obviously what the plaintiffs are trying to argue is they're profiteering from hand sanitizer shortages as well as the coronavirus scare. Yeah, you know what?
They're selling their product.
So what?
What the heck?
People, stop.
It's a big deal.
Yes, they're making a good invest in Clorox now and Puriel, because you know what? They're going to make money now because they're now in an area that the country needs worse than a movie theater, apparently.
And after the COVID lockdowns, look for rehab services and weight loss clinics, because those two things are going to be just as popular.
Oh, yeah.
And maternity wards.
In December, look out.
Well, I saw a good one the other day. It said toilet paper rack empty. It said in 1 month it showed pregnancy test rack empty.
That's funny.
So I ain't happy to hear. But anyway, we're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit more about gun stores suing to stay open during the coronavirus.
Wow.
We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming right up on your favorite radio station and, of course, right here on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay there.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. 800-814-5108. That's 800-814-5108.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package into law after swift and near unanimous action by Congress to support businesses, rush resources to overburdened health care providers, and help struggling families during the deepening coronavirus epidemic. Democratic Representative Anthony Brown of Maryland called for the vote.
The question is on adoption of the motion. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes have it.
President Trump said this will deliver urgently needed relief. As he signed the bill into law in the Oval Office, he thanked members of both parties for putting Americans first. The legislation will speed government payments of $1,200 to most Americans and increase jobless benefits for millions of people thrown out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I like the Amargosa Valley. Is this real life?
Radio Law Talk. Now,
yeah,
back
to the
show.
That's a lot. Makes a lot more sense.
Hey, we're back talking about coronavirus lawsuits, and you wanted to talk about
airline refunds.
Yeah, that was one thing that was on one of our tweets early on during the week. But you studied up on that.
I did, but I can't say this is for every single airline. I just can't say that. But what I can say is my experience, and my experience is I had huge party planned in Cancun next week.
Yeah.
And people were going to come from Germany, and people were going to come from San Diego, and people were going to come from Oregon, and so. I had to cancel the whole thing, and what they let me do was amazing. They let me cancel through the airline directly, and I just have to hold on to it, so I canceled it. It's just sitting there, and then I just rebook it when I can rebook it, and I don't have to pay anything if the cost is not more to get that flight than what I paid already. So if it's more, then I have to pay that difference. And then I also bought some through Priceline. And the ones I brought for Priceline are doing similar things. This is like unheard of. They've never allowed that before, but now they're letting you cancel it, and then you can rebook it on the same terms. You might have to pay a little bit if the airline makes you pay a fee for change. Then I also, the resort itself, I was able to completely change that resort and do it a year in advance or a year, you know,
later.
And everything was done, and they did everything for just like a very nominal fee. So I feel very fortunate about that. So people, don't be afraid to cancel and continue the vacation or you know, reuse it at a different time, because the airlines are understanding that, and they're really, really trying to help the consumer.
Yeah, that's, I definitely have changed the number of mine also. I mean, the number of vacations I actually
have.
How
far out are you?
I'm through July. I've canceled out through July. And actually, when it was a big vacation, and actually we have our national, Denise, you and I go to together, we have our national partners conference, and it was in Seattle this year, and we were excited about it, weren't we?
I was looking so forward to it.
That we go to that, and there's
but that's canceled now,
canceled.
Huh?
Canceled. The whole thing's canceled. So.
Gosh, we're going to be right on the waterfront, too.
I know. We were going to do some nice things. We actually probably would have done the show from out there in Seattle. But gun stores, there's some interesting things about gun stores going on. The issue is, okay, so many governors, what have they done? They have said all, you know, everything, all stores close unless they're essential stores. Most stores are non-essential, okay? So one of the issues is, well, gun stores want to stay open because people want to buy their guns, by the way.
And ammo.
And what, you want to hear something
and
funny?
They have a constitutional right under the Second Amendment to bear guns.
That's exactly right. And so, and not that I'm, again, we're politically neutral, but a funny thing was happening. I was in a gun store the other day, and actually I was with someone else. I wasn't getting a gun. And it was actually just an old little Plunker 22 that my son-in-law had ordered way before this, and it had come in. And the guy said, "You would be shocked at how many people are coming to the gun store." And I said, "Oh, interesting." And I knew I was doing the show. I said, "What do you mean? Tell me." He goes, "Fred, it's not the normal gun store people. It is non-gun owners. The majority, but a lot of the people," he said, "are people who have never owned a gun that were just out of the blue, I need a gun." "Oh, you do? What?" And he said, "It's so funny that what he say is," he's like, "Okay, here you go. Here's the deal." And he, like, filled this paperwork out. "All right, see you in 10 days. "What? "What do you mean, see you in 10 days? "Well, you got to wait 10 days. "Why do you got to wait 10 days? This is so funny, because a lot of the non-gun owners don't know the laws. And they thought, "Oh, I need my gun now." "No, you don't. You got to wait 10 days."
You got to clear a background
check. Right, clear background check and stuff. So
at said, least in California, that's
yeah,
how it is, right?
Yeah, he said that's California we're talking about. But it's interesting how people have different perspectives when they...
Don't you think that they want to have guns? Because I think people, especially now, they're losing their jobs. They're afraid of being robbed. They're afraid of riots. When let's say that we run out of food, guys. I mean, there may be literally riots and big, you know, events that happen where people are really upset and turn to the streets.
I gotta laugh.
Civil unrest and crime are the things I think that people are concerned about the most.
Yeah. I gotta laugh with the gun store owner said. He said, "Because yeah, it's be great to give these people these guns." He goes, "They'll probably shoot themselves accidentally
in the foot."
He goes, "That's the most dangerous thing. A person that has not been trained with a gun. You need to be trained with a gun. You don't just go get a gun and I'm going to use it. You go get trained with that gun.
Yes.
It's for safety. I tell you, and that's why I'm not jumping on the, oh, I'm anti, you know, gun, pro gun. It is those people who have guns. Not all, but many of them go to classes. They go out and practice with the guns at gun ranges. You need to know how to safely use that gun.
And almost every gun has a like a kickback. It doesn't matter if it's a handgun or not. They have a little bit of a kickback,
right.
You know, and or not.
And some of them have a clip that'll pinch your thumb and make you bleed. The 30-06 that I shoot, I don't have a shoulder pad on it. That'll leave a mark.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff out there.
So
know.
What's happened is in Pennsylvania, there's basically a lawsuit that came forth saying, look, we're not going to close us down. Oh yeah, you can close down George's, coat, you know, store.
Video game store,
whatever. But you're not going to close down. And so what the governor smartly did, Governor Wolf, he allowed gun dealers to sell firearms by individual appointment now. So you have to set an appointment, which kind of just throws out this lawsuit or puts it at bay. And now New Jersey Governor, Philip Murphy's ordering, at least this is as of the 27th of March, so I haven't updated that, that there's an issue there about whether or not they're allowed an exemption firearms dealer to sell guns. And so I think this is going to be a issue that's going to be continuing to hit state after state.
In California, it's determined county by county. So the L.A. County Sheriff first said, not essential.
Right.
Oh, all right, essential. Then he said, well, only essential in areas where the Sheriff's Department has a high presence. We're going to close down stores in high-crime areas where the Sheriff's Department
where they probably need it worse.
Yeah, it's interesting to me how this has become politicized because of this.
Well, the crazy thing is you just drive to the next county, and I guess. I don't know, can you buy a gun from another county? Or?
I think you can buy a gun from another state.
Right.
No, I don't think you can.
It goes to a gun dealer if you do, and it goes through the same process.
I've tried to buy in Utah before when I was in Utah visiting. They said, you have a California license, we won't sell to you.
Right.
They filed it, we won't sell to me.
But in Utah, you can own a machine gun. So I mean,
well,
really,
in Utah,
yeah,
you
right.
can buy. Is that a cash carry? No, you still have the federal law. You still have to. I might need my son-in-law. He knows all these laws. He's a lawyer and does that. But anyway, we're going to find out what's happening with this Second Amendment stuff going on, these lawsuits continuing about gun stores, whether or not they should be open.
But interestingly, Fred, I went to the ammo store the other day, and you know what? We were cheek to jowl in line for about a 45-minute wait, and there was no social distancing, nothing. There were just people standing in line like usual.
And they probably think they can kill the virus with a gun.
Well, it's a 30-06, actually. If you have gunpowder, you just rub it on your face. No, I'm kidding. No.
Now, isn't this – now, maybe I'm wrong. Again, I'm digressing here. Now, there's so many things flying around. People are asking me questions. I'm going, this is fluid with everybody.
Yeah.
Like we said, President Trump, we just announced that he came out and said he may be quarantining New York and New Jersey.
Connecticut.
Yeah. But it comes down to – I heard that – once the heat comes, this virus dies.
Well, they don't know yet, but that's what they're surmising. Because this type of a virus in the past, not the same one, but this type has gone away more when it was real hot.
But on the East Coast, there's also greater humidity with it, and they're not sure of the interaction between the humidity and the heat. They just don't know yet. Have to wait and see.
So over that coronavirus, lawsuits claim Uber and Lyft are endangering the public. This is came out from the Mercury News that we read. Denise, you followed through with that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Of course, you caught me off guard because I wasn't ready to jump to that.
I thought that's what you were talking about. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. But apparently, Lyft, they're saying they're endangering people because they're being picked up and there's multiple people in the car and the Lyft drivers are close to them, close proximity. By the way, did I tell you that Safeway, I was at Safeway the other day and I put it on my Instagram. And my Instagram was that they now have like bulletproof glass in front of you.
Yeah, I think what's really concerning is that the people that work for Uber and Lyft in many states are independent contractors, and they're not able to receive sick pay. So when they get sick, they're still working, and it's putting other members of the public at risk because they're not able to, you know, call in sick and get paid for the sick leave, and I think that's part of that lawsuit, too.
And the new grocery store things you're talking about are basically sneeze guards like you would find over a salad table, but a big piece of acrylic, generally.
It's like a bank, but it's not bulletproof, obviously, but it's huge. You got to look through the glass to talk to the individual now.
They're putting those in the cars as well. Right?
I don't know, but this whole world's changed is all I know.
It's like the sneeze guard. They called it a sneeze guard when you had a salad bar, right? So that you wouldn't sneeze on the salad. It's
all
similar
right.
to that concept.
Let's come back and talk more about this. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Concussion Medical.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Boys are weird.
No, they're
boys
not.
Are weird.
Say it again. Just say it again. This is the right here. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Here are Fred and Denise.
Comic-Con. Who knows what a Comic-Con? I have a friend that's a guy named Mike. A shout out to Mike Milner. He's a Comic-Con guy. And a Comic-Con is they have those basic comic. They have these big events.
Comic convention.
Conventions, yeah. But which I'm sure they're not around now, but they have these big comic conventions. But it's not just comics. It's a lot of things. Star Wars guys will show up. They'll hire the latest
it's
actor.
It's like an action-adventure guys.
Yes.
And, it's not just from Marvel type
right.
of things, but it's also like, you know, people that are in the action-adventure. And they were going to do one in Boston. Chris Evans, Tom Hiddleston, and Chris Hemsworth were some of the stars that were going to attend, right? Mm-hmm. And so everybody was looking forward to it. They had sold out, so it was a huge event, and then coronavirus hits.
Wow.
And so now they can't have that type of a huge, big event. So Ace is the one that sold all, you know, all the tickets and planned the concert or the
right.
Comic Con convention. And GrowFix was supposed to facilitate an application to give refunds to everybody.
Right.
So Ace paid GrowTix, or these are the allegations. Ace played gave GrowTix $680,000 to help to facilitate the refunds. And what they found out is the application for the refunds that was done by GrowTix apparently or allegedly did not work, and people did not get their refunds. And not only that, GrowFix kept the money.
That's the allegation.
That's the allegation. So there, this is a very typical contract dispute, because in contracts, if you have a force majeure provision, which is basically says that somebody, that one of the parties to the contract, their actions are going to be excused when they're preventing from doing, you know, fulfilling the contract obligations by reason of a governmental action or an act of God. And so GrowFix is trying to claim in their contract that this force majeure provision, it prevented them from being able to perform under the contract, and they have a complete defense. We're going to see a lot of these kind of breach of contracts cases.
Well, or refund issues. There's refund issues. Like, I've talked to some people the other night, and they go to the NBA games, and they said all the NBA teams and or arenas have, not all, but at least some of them have said, we're not giving you a refund. And you know why they said that? The argument was, it just says it's rescheduled. It didn't say it's canceled. So the NBA has not said that the season's canceled. It says rescheduled. So everything says rescheduled on it. So that's so do you get your money back that you paid for your season tickets or your tickets? That's the question. I don't know. What's the legality? Are there going to be some lawsuits? I bet there will be.
I wonder if on the tickets or on the when you purchase your, you know, your season tickets, if there's some kind of a force majeure clause on the back of it that says, you know, an act of God or governmental
right.
action, you know, we're not responsible for that, and we may not be able to perform. I mean, it's going to be fun to see what happens as lawyers, but of course it's going to make a lot of people upset, and there's going to be a lot of loss as a result of what's going on.
But here's the question. Given what has happened with the coronavirus, are people going to be gathering again at arenas, at football stadiums, at, you know, what's the NFL's coming up? I know one of the NFL people that I know, which, by the way, we have represented individuals in accidents that played for the NFL, and the right now they're stand down. It's like the April 6th through the 11th is when they're supposed to report to camp, and it's nope. You're not showing up. Stay home.
You know what I predict? I predict because we've been, you know, social distancing. And, like, I'm going to a virtual party tonight, a birthday party by FaceTime, you know, and stuff like that. Maybe we're going to get used to that type of reality, and we're going to just want to watch the TV and not do events anymore. I don't know if we're going to all become so germophobic.
How do you do?
You know, and afraid. Yeah.
The new Las Vegas stadium for the Raiders will be empty. There'll be one guy holding up an iPad for everybody to see, and everybody else will be watching the game at home. I mean, and the players, what about them with the blood and the spit and all that stuff?
That's
true. I mean, yeah.
What about the dating? I'm worried about the dating.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Todd's worried about.
How do they make kids nowadays?
Todd's worried about his kitties.
No, I'm sorry. That's right. Because a kitty has actually been diagnosed, he says, with
that's exactly. Well, he just sent us a – Todd just sent us a text that says – the first ever coronavirus. Now, again, I don't know. There's some parodies that were going on, but he said it's sad. Fox News said a cat in Belgium first known to test positive for coronavirus is a report. Apparently, its owner has had coronavirus, and the cat now gets coronavirus. So, well,
isn't that how this whole thing started? Was allegedly in Wuhan, China, an animal to a human transfer? And
know.
Now here's an alleged report of a human to an animal transfer. That's pretty interesting.
I don't know, Cal. All I got to say is this is interesting. So
yeah, very much.
Should
so.
We move beyond coronavirus? Can we do something else other than coronavirus, Cal?
Sure.
Okay, let's talk about PG&E. Let's talk about the fires. Since we're such positive people, we go from coronavirus to the fires. Now, there's two big fires in the West Coast, the Paradise Fires and then the Camp Fire of 2018. Paradise Fire.
Yeah, the Camp Fire is the Paradise Fire. Right.
Oh, I meant the Camp Fire, the Paradise Fire. You're right. There's the other fire up in the
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa. That's the other fire I'm talking about. Yeah. But anyway, the Camp Fire, which is up in Paradise, California, PG&E finally pled guilty to involuntary manslaughter for the killing of 85 people.
So who's going to jail?
So that's the thing. Well, that's what Todd's here for. Now, I'm not a criminal lawyer, but it comes down to usually not necessarily anyone specifically, but I think that they are fined so much money is what's going on. They're going to be fined billions of dollars.
$4 million is all. $4 million.
The plea resulted in a $4 million fine.
And you know why? Because that's the highest fine that can result from this type of thing.
From involuntary.
For an involuntary manslaughter against a company. This is basically against the... No executive is going to have to go to jail.
But it's the PG&E executive.
Exactly. So the only thing they can do is fine him. And they pled guilty to 84 counts of involuntary manslaughter because 85 people died, but they couldn't prove that one person didn't commit suicide. So the death could have been caused by suicide.
And they're also now looking at ancillary deaths for people who passed later, not from the actual flames itself. They believe there may be more based on that. But this is a horrible situation. And the largest utility in the country has been deemed to be a criminal enterprise because they're guilty of manslaughter.
And they filed Chapter 11, January 2019. Yeah. So there's...
This plea, though, helps them to get out of Chapter 11.
Right.
Did you realize that? Because what it does is gives compensation to the victims, and so that's one of the things they tried to contain by filing bankruptcy. And Chapter 11 is different than a Chapter 7. Chapter 11 allows for them to reorganize and try to come out of bankruptcy and be an entity that's going to be able to survive and not be bankrupt anymore.
Part of that settlement involves stock, Fred, and their stock value has dropped.
The one we were thinking about, Cal, October 2017, the wine country fires.
Right, in Napa.
Yeah, Napa. And that was... And they destroyed the amount of wine grapes. Apparently, it wasn't just that the wine grapes caught fire. The smoke on the actual grapes caused it so they couldn't use them because it wouldn't the taste wouldn't be
But
there.
The wine snobs, they all go like, oh, it has a smoky flavor.
that's probably a new flavor.
Oh, that's actually good because, you know, you have the woodsy flavor.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
That has like that woody kind of taste, and now it's smoky. I think I might like that.
A little
bit of smoky. It sounds like a cross between a pizza and wine. We got Lori Loughlin. Look, now here's this one. I don't want to get in detail, so I'm gonna tease you a little bit because we don't have enough time. I want to spend some real time on the Lori Loughlin case because this is important. What this is about is discussing attorney-client privilege and discussing stuff when prosecutors, DAs, or the government obtains information, and do they disclose it, or should they disclose it, and or when they should disclose it. And that's this Lori Loughlin case. Don't forget, this is the admission scandal with a number of them have already pled guilty, and a number of parents are saying we're not guilty, and their argument's been from the very beginning, Cal, from day one, basically, look, we're just donated money to the colleges, we have no idea.
There's no connection.
But wait till you hear what's said, though. I used to laugh about it like you did, Cal, until we find out what they found.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to be back next hour. Again, RadioLawTalk.com. Click us on live.
Hey, tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
And there's another hour coming up. If you don't get it on your local radio station, tune in to RadioLawTalk.com, and we will continue with the program at 6 minutes after. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.